There's a heightened police presence in many German cities after Friday's attacks in Paris. Air travelers face extra passport checks and baggage screenings, even when they're arriving from countries with which Germany shares open borders. The extra security and the refusal by the government to explain what's going on is both scary and annoying for Germans. And Pierre Sarayas or Hadi Nelson reports from Berlin.
Christmas markets like this one are a holiday tradition Germans look forward to all year. Rows of wooden huts from which vendors sell mulled wine and handicrafts usually draw thousands of people a night. But this year, Berlin resident Kerstin Henschel says she won't be going because she's too scared.
I'm trying to avoid places where there will be big crowds. It's sad, really, especially before Christmas, when these markets are a pleasant diversion.
Many Germans were already uneasy following Friday's terror attacks in Paris. Fears made worse last night by the abrupt cancellation of a much-anticipated soccer game in the city of Hanover. Police quickly evacuated the stadium and later a high-speed train. Officials warned residents to stay indoors, citing credible threats of bomb attacks.
Was wir im Augenblick vermeiden wollen, sind größere Menschenansammlungen.
Hanover Police Chief Volker Kluwe warned that large groups could provide a target for attackers. But he and other officials shared few details about who the would-be attackers were or whether the threat was over. German Interior Minister Thomas de Maizière spoke of the need for extra vigilance in vague and ominous terms.
Bitte einfach mal die deutsche Öffentlichkeit um ein.
I ask the German public to trust that we have good reasons, bitter reasons, to decide as we did.
Others criticized what they saw as government overreaction, including Berliner Zeitung political writer Holger Schmale. He wrote canceling a soccer game that was supposed to be a symbol of defiance to terrorists turned it into a symbol of defeat. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.